In this session, we're going to talk about agapeing your students. And yes, I made that word up, but it is based on the real word to love in the scriptures, which is agape. And there are several words for love in the scriptures, but this one in particular is critical for any youth leader who is looking to become more effective in discipling their small group. The passage that illustrates the kind of love that we are talking about in this session is found in 1 John 3:16 through 18. Which says, "By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth." Now, agape love is distinct from the other words for love used in the Greek in Scripture, and that is because agape actually means an unmerited self-giving or self-sacrificing love. By contrast, the Greek word for romantic love is called eros, and this is a love that is different in its characteristics from agape. It is a love that is merited. The person who is being loved is worthy of that love. And it is a love that desires to possess, as in marriage relationship, to have a commitment with this person that is too directional. Agape love, on the other hand, contrasts at both points. It is a love of someone without their being worthy of receiving that love. And it does not desire to possess. On the contrary, it desires to give and to serve. As a youth leader, you must have an intentional, self-sacrificing love for your students. See, the truth is that agape will cost you something because it is an action that goes without merit. It sacrifices of itself for the benefit of someone else for no reason other than that we are commanded as believers to love one another. And so agape entails investment without return. It entails giving without receiving. It entails giving and letting go. When we agape, we give because God has given to us, and we are so overflowing with the goodness of God that we have no other choice but to agape those around us who need the same love and the same work of salvation that God has wrought in our lives. See, your motivation for loving your students is driven by the love that Christ has loved you with. If we're lovers of God and we are serving Jesus and we are bringing the message of hope and of the gospel to the world and we are working with students to disciple them, then we desire to pour into them as the Holy Spirit has poured into us. And that is true agape love. 1 John 4:19 through 21 says this, "We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar, for he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother." When you agape your students, you proclaim that you are a follower of Jesus Christ. You display the love that Christ has loved you with, that has changed your life and your heart to be a servant of his, a follower of his. And everyone can see it. Jesus said it this way in John 13:34 through 35. He said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." You see, when we love one another, we are putting our allegiance to Christ on display and our testimony is strengthened. And finally, when you pour out agape love on your students, you will bring your witness to life through your actions. Unlike eros, the romantic and physical love, agape does not seek to possess, it seeks to serve. It seeks to give. It is selfless. It loves those who do not love in return. And so, this is a love that is lived out through action. It is lived out through doing. It is lived out through sacrifice. When you agape your students, your witness will suddenly become alive. You will put feet on the message that you are giving. Your words will suddenly have your actions to back them up. And this is what it says in Matthew 5:16 about this. It says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." You see, when our actions are agape-driven, then those who do not know Jesus, or those who are struggling to follow Jesus in their faith, will see the light that shines through our lives of the love of Christ, and they will be inspired to follow it and to give glory to God. Because we are nothing more than a reflecting device for God's love. And we reflect God's love through us to the world. And when the world praises, we reflect those praises back up to God because we are unworthy of praise. Only God is worthy of praise. And so in essence, when we agape, we become a mirror that God's love reflects off to the world, and the world will praise God for his work in our lives. And our testimony will come to life before the world. So let's sum it up. Agape love is unmerited by the people that receive it. We are called to love our students whether they are worthy of it or not. And I can tell you as a youth leader, I have had my share of difficult students. But I was still commanded to love them, even when it was a struggle. And I didn't always succeed perfectly. But it was something that I strive to do, and you must strive to love your students, even the ones that are hard to love. Agape is self-giving, and this means sacrifice. Again, agape will cost you something. It is not free. It requires sacrifice and investment. But you will be motivated to agape your students because God has agaped you in sending his son to die for you and in giving you eternal life and in drawing you to himself and in giving you an inheritance in eternity and then in involving you in the ministry of his work to bring the gospel to the nations. And so that will fill you and overflow out of your heart and will be the motivating factor that makes you able to love those who don't deserve it because you did not deserve it, but Christ loved you anyway and he went to the cross for you. And when you agape, you show yourself to be a follower of Christ. People will look at your life and see this outpouring and say, "I know that that person is a follower of Christ because I see agape in their life." And agape will put feet on your witness. It will bring your witness to life because you will sacrifice, because you will love even when love is not merited. And you will love to your own hurt. You will sacrifice to your own hurt because that is exactly what Jesus did, and we are called to follow the example of Jesus Christ. So agape your students. Let the love of Christ flow through you and serve your students. And be excited because the Holy Spirit will use the sacrifice of agape love for your students to bring real change in your small group.